Chazar Zeichen Neshabach Chazar Mavam Yehuda Masech the Tainas of Zion. Sok the Gemara Ravo said a day of rain is greater than the day of Tchias HaMeisim, because Tchias HaMeisim is only for Tzadikim, and the rain is for Tzadikim and the Rishoyim. This argues on Rav Yosef, who says that the two are equal, Tchias HaMeisim and the day of rain, which is why we mention rain in the Brach of Tchias HaMeisim. Sok the Gemara Yehuda said that the day of rain is as great as the day in which we got the Torah, based on the pasuk of Yarev Kamotor, rain, likhi, referring to Torah. So it's kamotar likhi, that the Torah is like rain. Rabbi said the day of rain is even greater than the day which got Torah, because the pasuk is comparing Torah to the rain, meaning that rain is even greater. We're comparing the smaller thing to the greater thing. Rabbi asked, the pasuk first compares Torah to rain, and the pasuk then compares Torah to dew. It says, tizal katalim rasi, which one is it? He answered, for a righteous, Talmud Chacham, it's like dew, it's always beneficial. For others, it's like rain, which at times is not beneficial. Rabbi says, Rabbi Noah Darshan Psukim to teach that if one learns Torah for its own sake, for lishma, it becomes a potion of life, a samachayim. If one learns Torah, chas v'shalom, not lishma, it becomes a sam hamavis. Rabzeir in the name of Rabbi Yechon, dashin the pasuk that compares a person to a tree, to teach that a person should learn from a Talmud Chacham that is righteous and should not cut him down, meaning like a fruit tree, where the fruits are eaten and one may not cut it down. However, a Talmud Chacham that is not righteous should be cut down, meaning you should stay away from him. Rav Chama, the son of Rav Chanina, said, the pasuk of Barzel, Bebarzel Yachat teaches that just like two pieces of iron sharpen each other, so two Talmud Chacham sharpen each other's minds when they learn together. Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, Torah is compared to fire to teach it, just like fire cannot be started by one piece of wood alone, so too Torah must be learned with others in order for it to be retained. Rabbi Yosef Baruch Hanina dash in the pasuk to teach that Talmid HaChachamim who learn alone deserve to be punished. More than that, they become foolish, and even more than that, they are considered to be sinners. Chaytim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, we see from the pasuk that Torah is compared to wood. This teaches that just like a small piece of wood can ignite a larger piece of wood, the same as with Talmid HaChachamim. Small Talmidim can sharpen great Chachamim. Like Rabbi Hanina said, he learned a lot from his Rabbeim, but even more from his friends, and he learned the most. The Rechini Bar Papa asks, one pasuk says that a Rebbe should go to the student to teach Torah. Another says that the student should go to the Rebbe. He explains the difference is if the student is a proper and righteous student, the Rebbe should even go to him. If the student is not, then the student has to go to the Rebbe. Rechini Bar Chama asked, one pasuk suggests that one should look to teach Torah to others. Another piece of pasuk suggests that he should keep the Torah to himself. And Mark explains the difference. Rechini Bar Chama explains the difference. If the student is proper and righteous, so you should teach him everything you know. If the student is not, then he should withhold teaching him the Razei Torah. Rav Chanina Bar Idi said, the Torah is compared to water to teach us, just like water rolls from a high place to a low place, so too Torah can only be retained by someone who humbles himself. Rabbi Shaya said, Torah is compared to water, wine, and milk, we see from Sukkim. That teaches us, just as these liquids can only be retained in inferior kalim, so too Torah can only be retained by one who humbles himself. This is like the story of the princess who asked Rabbi Shua ben Hananya why such great knowledge, meaning Rabbi Shua's knowledge, was kept in such an ugly body, so to say. Rabbi Shua asked, why does your father keep the wine in ugly earthenware barrels? She said, what else should I keep it in? He said, well, you should keep it in silver and gold barrels. So she had it changed to golden barrels, silver and golden barrels. All the wine spoiled. When he asked by the king why he had given this advice, Rabbi Shua explained, I answered the way she spoke to me, to show that the prestigious things like wine and wisdom must be kept in ugly kalim. She then asked, aye, but there are beautiful people who have a lot of wisdom. Rabbi Shua said, if they were ugly, they would have even more wisdom. Another reason Torah is compared to these three liquids is just like these three liquids only spoil with Hesech Hadas, so too Torah is only forgotten through Hesech Hadas, meaning without, by only when someone doesn't chazer. Rav Chanan, the son of Rav Chanina, learned from a pasuk that the day of rain is as great as the day of that the world was created. Rav Shaya learned from the pasuk that the day of rain is so great that even salvation is abundant on a rainy day. Rav Tanchum Machani Loi said, based on a pasuk, rain only comes if the averus of the Yidden have been forgiven. Rav Tanchum, the son of Rav Chia, said, based on a pasuk, rain is only withheld if the Yidden are deserving to it's withheld only if the Yidden are deserving to be destroyed. Rav Chista learned from a pasuk that rain is only withheld as punishment for not keeping the halachas of Trumas and Maisis. Rav Shimon ben Pazi learned from a pasuk, rain is withheld because of the speaking of Lashon Hara. Salah Neymar of Hamnuna learned from a pasuk that rain is only withheld because of chutzpah. Rav Salah Neymar of Hamnuna learned that one who has chutzpah will eventually commit znus. Rav Nachman learned from the same pasuk that such a person is a raya. He certainly has already committed znus based on the words of the pasuk. Rabbi Rav Huna learned that we may refer to a person with chutzpah as a rasha. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak learned from the pasuk we may even hate such a person. Rav Katina learned from a pasuk that rain is only withheld as a punishment for bittul Torah. Rav Ami learned from a pasuk that rain is only withheld as punishment for stealing. The Gemara learns from the end of the pasuk that the remedy for this is to daven profusely. Rav Ami also learns from another pasuk that if one sees that there is no rain because of the bad deeds of his generation, he should take himself to tefillah.